Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Janine Driver back on the show. Janine is the founder and the president of the Body Language Institute. She is an expert in body language, as you might imagine. As many of you have seen her on television, you've seen her on a number of different programs, including CNN yesterday, I understand. She was there yesterday. She's the author of You Say More Than You Think, and she's our good friend, Janine Driver. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so happy to be back. I think after the last time I was on the show, you helped me get my book on the bestsellers list. I hit the New York Times bestsellers list in March, just weeks after all your listeners, your great listeners, went out and bought my book.
Exactly. No, listen, we've launched 1,000 ships here on the show, and books too, Janine. And by the way, now that I know that, I'm a little surprised I haven't got my commission check either.
I thought I'd get a little
commission there. So. It's good. I'm glad to hear that we helped, and we always try to do that. We, because you know, Janine, as my audience knows, if we didn't believe in what you were doing, you wouldn't be here. We're very selective of the people we have on our show, and so congratulations on that. But as you know, Janine, once we find you, we're like the Hotel California. Well, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Janine, you're a body language expert, and one of the things you've been working on lately that I'd like to talk a little bit about, because you know the euro is coming down in with regard to its relationship to the dollar, and so are the other currencies. Some of the other currencies, because the dollar's, you know, just gaining a little strength, and they're pulling down a little bit. So maybe people will be traveling abroad a little bit more now over the next few months or so. And we need you to help us make sure that we don't offend people while we're just by being ourselves. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, I just did a big article for AOL. They contacted me a couple nights ago, and we're talking about what are called emblems. Emblems are common recognizable body language signals that mean a certain message. For instance, if I gave you the middle finger after you cut me off on the highway, you might not hear what I'm saying, but you clearly understand my message.
That's an emblem, yes.
Yeah, that's an emblem. So also A-OK. Also, if you're in a restaurant and you say, check please, and you make a little check in the air or pretend you're writing a check. These emblems are common recognizable signals. Well, it's interesting. We're a global economy now, and whether we like it or not, we have to accept it, and not only accept it, we have to respect it and act accordingly when we're traveling internationally. And it's not just for travel for fun. A lot of business decisions today are made abroad. You know, one of my clients, mm-hmm. Procter & Gamble, they're an international audience. They sell all around the place, you know, all around the world, whether it's their Secret,
right,
deodorant, or their razors. Even someone like the Hard Rock Hotels, they're all around the world. Do you know today they sell more hamburgers in Japan than they do in New York City? More McDonald's in Japan.
Wow.
You know, so we're an international audience today. There's a conductor, a world-famous conductor here in the United States of America that's from Asia, who's the number one sumo wrestler in Asia. We are an international audience.
Right.
One of the things that we need to worry about are emblems. So, for instance, us saying A-OK here, it means A-OK, but I did that gesture once in Puerto Rico, and I got a couple guys' phone numbers.
When you do that in especially South America and that part of the world, that means something completely different.
Yeah, it means something completely different,
exactly.
Right.
And so, you know, you're right, and also not only your expressions with your body language and different emblems, as you say, but you know, it also ties into what you say as well. Someone told me recently that he gave a speech in Europe, and he used one of the jokes. It goes over great in America, and he said it offended some people in that country.
Well, you know, not only, of course, I love my book, You Say More Than You Think. It's fascinating, I think, that it starts with, every single chapter starts with a law enforcement story and takes it over into how to have a date or how to get promoted or how to just get whatever it is that you want in your life. But along with my book, there's an amazing book for the international audience, is Kiss, Bow, or Shake Hands.
Uh-huh.
In this book, Kiss, Bow, or Shake Hands by Terry Morrison and Wayne Conaway, it is fascinating because there's cultural overviews, tips for doing business,
right,
all the things you need to know before you travel abroad. And one of the things the book talks about is that, if, for instance, in Argentina, if you were to put your hands on your hips in Argentina, it's considered an insult.
Ah.
But yet here, putting your hands on your hips, or what I call in my book, are the Superman pose. It says you're ready to take action.
Right.
So if you're smiling and nodding your head, also putting your hands on the hips here in the United States, this is what men do when a beautiful woman walks by.
Yeah.
A guy wants to appear larger than he is, so he creates what's called a broadside display.
Right.
But there's a reason why men's suits still have shoulder pads in them.
My wife,
make the boys...
My wife won't let me stand like that. She makes me stand sideways whenever a beautiful girl comes by and close my eyes. There are other things that I've learned over the years, Janine. If you travel in the Middle East, be very careful crossing your leg, because it's offensive if you show them the bottom of your foot. Do you know that?
Interesting. Not only traveling. Well, you remember Saddam, when they took down the whole Saddam statue?
Yeah, yeah.
They took out, everyone took off their shoe and started smacking the statue with their sneakers, and that's why.
Right.
That's their FU. That's their middle finger scratching your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting, because not only abroad, I taught a class in New York City at the Learning Annex, and my foot was crossed in what's called the figure four position, which is my ankle of one foot crossing the knee of the other.
It's a
male-dominated position in the United States. However, women today do it, kind of the tomboy women, like Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Rachel Ray. I'll do this move quite a bit. And I had, on a break, I had two people come over to me and say that they were from the Middle East, and the whole entire time I was talking for the first 2 hours, it was as if I kept saying F-U, F-U, F-U while I was
talking,
and they literally did not hear a word I said.
Wow.
We have an international audience here. People are coming from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've done is with Michelle Pollard Patrick. Michelle Pollard Patrick is an etiquette expert. Her best friend is the Vice President of the United States of America, so she gets to give the White House some etiquette tips.
Right.
And Michelle and I have created a 2-day course for anyone that wants to find out a little bit about what's
How do we find out about that course?
You can visit my website at JanineDriver.com. Yep, J-A-N-I-N-E, JanineDriver.com. But at the top is a link for the Body Language Institute. It'll be posted there today.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Janine, why can't those people out there just realize that this is the way Americans behave, and I behave differently, but they don't mean anything to me? Why can't they make some adjustments for us? I'm going to ask her that question when we come back after these messages, 20 after. Why do we always have to be the wrong? Why is it always ugly Americans? 20 after. Stay with us. No one can tell. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using that to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business, help you get yourself prepared to take advantage of whatever's ahead of us, wherever we're going, good, bad, or ugly. We got something, I think, that will help there. Some information from me or one of my small business Brain Trust members, Small Business Advocate Brain Trust members. So check that out. And don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to participate in our poll on the homepage this week. It's all about the economy, asking you what you think about the economy. Check it out. When you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the survey is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter if you want to follow me there, at Jim Blassingame. Janine Driver is our guest. She's the author of You Say More Than You Think. She's our body language expert. Janine, we're talking about not necessarily traveling, but being either meeting someone from other parts of the world or traveling to those parts of the world, and how we should behave, what our body language tells them. And you were telling us all the things. I mentioned some things that we shouldn't do when we go to those places. But I'm wondering, isn't it appropriate for us to say, wait a minute, we don't know all the things that you guys care about. We only know how we are. We're not trying to be offensive. Why don't you just realize, well, he's an American. He doesn't know that. I'm not going to get upset at him. What's wrong with that, Janine?
Well, here's the problem. Most American citizens can't even name our own states on a map and point out where they are, let alone tell you where other countries are. I mean, we have our little world. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I think probably most people from Boston can tell you where all the states are in New England, and maybe go all the way to New York, Delaware, Baltimore, and D.C.
But you couldn't find Oklahoma if you left it in it, right?
No, we couldn't. If it was a blank map, we would have to guess. I think we used to write the names on our palm of our hands so we could pass those tests.
You know, Janine, there's something called the Louisiana Purchase that happened a couple hundred years ago. You might want to check it out.
it's just American culture so interesting that we get so involved in our world. Well, just same thing when you're on a bus and you hear people speaking Spanish or German or French, and you get frustrated. Know what most Americans say? They're living in this country now. You think they would learn English?
Yeah.
We have live-in au pairs, and right now we just have a girl, Hannah Juliana. She is from Austria. Well, guess what? We have a rule in our house. If her friends come over, or if she's in our car and she's on the phone with her friends or family, she needs to speak English. She can't speak German while she's in front of myself, my son, or my husband. We don't speak German. It's impolite. So the same thing, when we're especially when we're in someone else's country, grab that book, kiss, borrow, shake hands, and find out what the etiquette rules are.
Well, see,
If you put your hands in your pockets in Germany and you keep them there, like most men do here, 90% of men stand with their hands in their pockets, that's considered an insult.
Now Janine, how come all the examples of bad behavior you've been giving us have been guy bad behavior? How about lately? I mean, if you notice, everything you've said has been all something a guy's done. So I want you to correct the record here. I mean, ladies aren't exactly, you know, perfect in this area either.
I think I threw myself under the
well,
bus.
Well, yeah,
a
but just one
ago.
Just one time though.
Yeah, well, geez, I need
but,
to keep a little credibility.
You know, to me, here's the thing. If I'm traveling abroad and somebody's already told me, as when I went to South America, when I went to the Middle East, when I've gone other places, people who knew I was going there and they were going with me or whatever, they knew the area, they would tell me, okay, don't do this, don't do that. And if I know that that's offensive and I'd still do it, then that's ugly American. But if I don't know something, and you know, I think that people, at least just as I would cut someone some slack if they came over here and did something like that, I would assume they didn't know. Now, if they told me after
okay,
I made...
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Let me ask you this. You've never been to an airport. You've never been on an airplane. And you just found out you have a business trip. And you have to fly from Oklahoma to Boston.
Yeah.
What do you do? You ask people. You
yeah.
say,
no, I agree.
What do I
agree.
Need to bring? Before I go through security, I heard there's new security at the airport. What does that mean?
Right.
Oh, you can only bring 2 ounces in a bottle. You ask people before you do something you've never done before.
No, I agree. I agree with you on that. I guess what I'm saying is that if somebody in South America sees me with my hand on my hips, which I never do, but if I actually did that, then you know they should say, well, you know, I'm going to assume that no one's told him.
Well, and that would be the nice thing. Ideally would be, and the same thing here, if someone comes in from another culture and offends you, the great thing would be, maybe I'm wrong here, but that gesture that you're doing, it's offensive. I'm not sure if you
don't
know
you
that.
Don't you think Americans have fewer of those kinds of things than a lot of other cultures do?
I think Americans don't care about a lot of stuff.
We have fewer bugs about things like that than other cultures do, don't we?
Plus, we speak up. We speak up. That's one of the things I love. Although I did move to Seattle
especially
for a
you guys,
while.
Especially you guys from Boston.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. That New England people, we speak up too much. I moved to Seattle, and that's a shell shock. They did not connect. Seattle.
They didn't. They weren't ready for you, were they, Janine?
No, they're awesome. They're really, really nice. But my opinions, I say the reason Seattle's the suicide capital of the country is because they throw all the people from Boston over the bridges when they move to town.
I suspect there might be some New Yorkers up there over the bridge, too. Hey, Janine, give us that website one more time, please.
It's Janine Driver, J-A-N, JanineDriver.com.
And the book is called You Say More Than You Think, and tell us where it's available.
You Say More Than You Think. It's a 7-day plan on using the new body language to get what you want. It's a tool. It's taking body language and giving you a tool to use in your life. And you can get that on Amazon.com. I think it's $14.50 right now. I was on the Wendy Williams show yesterday.
CNN. Are you going to be on television today?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm heading back to do CNN again.
All right. So check it out, folks. You'll like it. Hey, thanks, for Janine. See you later. Janine Driver will be back. I will be, too, after this break. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.